Kids from rural communities still have a hard time getting in to see the dentist, but that's especially true if you're dealing with the Wind River Reservation. Lack of reliable transportation and long distances into town can make it hard to get in for a checkup. Wyoming Public Radio's Taylor Stagner got a tour of what could be a remedy to the situation, a dentist office on wheels.
Today, the older model Winnebago is parked at an RV park, getting more equipment to help outfit it as a mobile dentist unit. The mobile home is large and white, with pictures of smiling children on the sides. My tour guide is Grant Christensen, the dental clinic supervisor for Wind River Family and Community Health.
This is a panoramic x-ray machine here for doing those x-rays.
Yeah, the x-ray's right next to the passenger seat.
Hopefully no passenger sitting there.
The idea is to drive to tribal schools and community centers to help provide preemptive care for children on the reservation, especially since the reservation does not have fluoride in the drinking water due to lack of a tax base and poverty.
We have a lot of need on this reservation. Indian children nationwide, but particularly on this reservation, have really bad teeth. And it impacts their lives in many ways.
If kids don't get checkups and cleanings early on in life, dental issues can follow them for the rest of their lives.
You know, children miss more school because of tooth problems than from any other single factor.
For as long as anyone can remember, the federal government has run the health clinics on Wind River. There was only one dentist, and he didn't offer appointments every day of the week. 3 years ago, the Arapaho tribe took control of the Indian Health Service clinic, and now they're running it themselves.
The dental program, when we first inherited it from the Indian Health Service, it was mainly a fill and pull program. Either fill your teeth or pull them.
Richard Brannon directed the old federally run clinic for years. That's why the Northern Arapaho Business Council asked him to be the CEO of the Wind River Health Center. Under his leadership, the clinic has grown. The center has hired two pediatric dentists, a general dentist, and an orthodontist. It went from a $3.3 million facility to a projected $25 million operation in 2018.
But unfortunately, healthcare is all about money.
The clinic also provides rides to people unable to find a lift to their appointments.
The mobile dental clinic has been a dream for many, many years.
A dream to provide preemptive dental care for children. He says working on teeth early in childhood is more cost-effective and less painful in the long run.
Our belief is if we get to the problem when they're young, then they can have better lives as they grow older.
Dental hygienist Holly Daverin works at the Arapaho Clinic. Daverin says soon she'll begin traveling around the reservation in the Winnebago doing checkups with the newly hired orthodontist.
I could use it for sealants and fluoride. I could potentially use it for cleanings.
CEO Richard Brannon says he is excited about the many opportunities ahead for tribal health care.
Well, our belief is that everybody should have a beautiful smile.
The mobile dentist will be rolling out to a parking lot near you January 2019. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Taylor Stagner.